The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? You may realize that my voice is not so good right now.
Well, you know, I'm not totally great.
But we are doing a really fun episode today.
Oh, man, so many people here.
A, it's a great band, Madam Mayhem.
Oh, damn doodle.
B, you sound like Josh Adam Myers.
I know. That's my impression of you right now.
B, there's a story that makes Jay so happy on this episode.
Oh, my God.
You that prepared. I knew.
Yeah, you did. You did me a favor.
I did you the favor.
You knew the story already, and you told you had our guest tell it anyway, and it was at your own expense. Sacrifice.
Yeah. For the betterment of the show.
And God damn it, Ralph, I love you for that reason. Not only did you fucking come, did you trek with Shannon to Montreal, which I hope you guys had a blast.
I did. We really did.
It meant so much to me that you guys came out there. It really did. I can't say that enough. Like, seeing you guys, when I saw you guys face the first time, I was like, oh, man, hell yeah. It's like, home's here. Yeah.
The one thing that to this day...
And I was there. I was there. I was in fucking Canada already for like six days, and it was one of those, like, seeing you guys, like, oh, man, some normal, like, just me and my buddies hanging out.
The one thing that I regret not being able to be a part of, not to down everybody right now, but your Comedy Central special...
Yeah.
Was when my dad went to the hospital.
Yeah. And you made your choice.
But it was great to be there for that. I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
You're going
to
be at Skankfest for my next special.
Yeah, and we'll be... That's SDR big. Will be doing something weird there, too. I don't know
Shannon,
what.
Shannon, you better be at my special.
100%. I will have coverage at my station. I will be there.
We do this every Wednesday and Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Use the code SDR. But let's just get into it. It's a fun episode.
Very fun episode.
Madam Mayhem on the SDR show.
It's getting ready to get weird at Ralph's house.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's fart, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
What is bothering you? You're looking at it with disgust.
Oh, no, I'm stoned. I'm good.
Oh, you're looking like annoyed by it.
I was excited to talk to you. You came out to see me in Montreal.
You know, I came out... To I'm support feeling, the man I love.
I'm feeling great.
Yes. It is the SDR show. Sex,
that looks sour.
You were looking at the screen like something was bothering you.
I'm just stoned and I was really going through the scenes. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. It is the SDR show. I am Ralph Sutton. I am not sick, but I have a little bit of a thing in the back of my throat.
Well, there's a good start.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Good.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe you don't have two Jewish people on the show who are probably hypochondriacs.
Yeah. That's why I'm on this side.
Oy vey.
We could have sat Madam Mayhem right here.
Oy gavalt.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes.
There it goes. By
That's
the way,
probably the last of it. Don't worry.
No. Definitely not. God. You should see what was coming out of me earlier.
Oh, I was at which end?
No, only it's just here.
It's just the phlegm.
So,
yeah.
The story is.
Yes.
I have a problem with my sinus cavity. And at some point, I need to roto-rooter my sinuses. And I have to sleep upright for 3 months. So when I get a little sick, it lasts longer up there because it doesn't drain properly.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to not sleep for 3-4 months, like sit upright. So I've been putting it off and putting it off.
Yeah, damn, I would
just
do that.
You should just
immediately.
Do it. Yeah, you should just do
I had
that.
It booked That's right when COVID happened and they canceled it because it was non-emergency.
Can I get that done?
Wait, the sinus widening?
You guys should go together.
I want the roto-rooter mind sinuses.
Oh, it's going to be, it's supposed to be a horrible recovery.
What do you mean?
Because you have to sleep upright.
Okay, you keep saying that. It's the big deal. I don't give a shit.
I'm sure you've fallen asleep upright.
Never,
before.
No.
What?
On the plane or like
I can't sleep on a plane because my head is above the seat.
Oh my God, I sleep probably most of my hours on a plane.
I can't. My head is above the back of the fucking
Me
thing.
Too. That's not what you do. You get a window and
you just
get small
lean on
and
it?
Go against the wall.
I gave Shannon the window because I'm a gentleman.
Well, yeah.
And our
she just leaned on her big old crazy boobs.
In our adjoining rooms.
Talking about ever, you don't always fly with me.
Well,
you remember that one
to everybody else out here, that's not true.
Remember that one 45 minute flight?
Also, 45 minutes to Montreal. Short. It's fucking crazy short. It makes me realize I should start dating chicks in Montreal. So easy to get there.
Why?
International dating guy.
Oh, I know you love French.
Is that?
No, Russian's my thing.
Beautiful women up there, though. There's a lot of beautiful women.
A lot of strip clubs up there.
A lot of strip clubs, yeah. And they're pretty foul, from what I understand. My show was in a strip club.
That was a strip club. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. A couple of guys mentioned it.
Wait, were people dancing?
No,
while?
No, no.
Oh.
They were dancing, but just because Jay's so funky.
Downstairs, right. It was still a functioning strip club, but it's a venue for the festival always, Cafe Cleopatra. It's a trans strip club.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. So as funny as I could be, I'll never be even more funny as the chicks with dicks downstairs. That's always going to be funny. Oh, when that's you see a guy get all excited about a girl's boobs and then she flops a big donger out and then you call your friend gay. You love a dude.
That's what. What's the name? Does it have a cute name? Like Chicks with Dicks? You know, or something like that? Or
Cafe Cleopatra. That's the name
of the place.
That was, the strip wasn't a real separate name. I thought like.
No, the whole thing's Cafe Cleopatra. Okay. I think upstairs might be the trans one. I think that's what we take over.
Okay. That's why.
Downstairs is regular.
So Shannon and I went out to Montreal this week for, which I can't believe it's 40 years of the Just for Last Montreal comedy. That's right. Crazy, right? How long has the Nasty Show been happening?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's been happening since
probably since the beginning.
It's wild. So Jay was the host of the Nasty Show and does a show called The Worst, which he did three nights of that as well.
Nice.
And Shannon and I went A to support and show that I love this man,
mm-hmm.
and B we did an STR out there in his hotel.
I also love this man. Just it's not just you.
Thank you, Shannon. It was honestly God. It was so cool. Because also you guys came after I was there for like 6 days or almost 5 days. So like seeing you guys, I was like, oh. Yeah. Great to see. Like,
well,
friends.
We ran into what's his name? Like, Jenna, my name good? Is naming is so bad on the plane.
Oh, Chris Italia.
And he said that you said to him that you were bored because you were. I think Christine hadn't come out yet either.
Yeah, I said to him I was bored. I didn't,
that's what he told us.
I didn't talk to him.
That's what he told us.
What a lunatic. And I wasn't even bored.
I just got
fine.
Chris in trouble.
It was fine. Mm-hmm. Josh was there. Bobby Kelly was there.
Well, he also told us that you said you specifically hate Josh.
Oh, okay. Maybe I did talk to him. I may have said that. No, it was a blast hanging with Josh and them. And Bobby and Lisa and Yamanika, the whole crew out there, the whole Nasty Show crew was fun.
Yeah, it was a great show. I got to see Jimmy Carr, who I love.
Yeah.
I mean, that was awesome. And it's funny. Apparently, the one night you had an issue at the Nasty Show.
The one you missed.
Was the one I missed.
Yeah, the last night. It was great, though. It was great. Someone put up, I guess, filmed it illegally.
You can't really see you.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, like imagine if a camera's like underneath a coat so I can hear it and like see your feet and stuff.
Yeah. It's like two stage. Well, in fairness, this guy was way in the back. So I was like, oh, you can't talk shit in the back. I go, come up here so I can see you. And then he started bull charging the stage. And I was like, Jesus Christ, how many times has that happened in my career? Where someone's.
Jay was yanked off of a stage a couple of years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
It was during the pandemic, so less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was
by his ankles.
Yeah,
someone kept trying to grab us by our ankles once.
Really? The band?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Percy, I think, kicked him off or something.
But it's also weird that they wouldn't get close.
Yeah, that's like
I was
dude,
on a stool.
Someone shouldn't have been able to get that close to you.
But
no one cares about us.
The only reason why I say I understand it with him
right.
was that it was during COVID when no one knew what the fuck was going on.
I guess that's fair.
You know, so that was probably like
that's so scary.
What should be set up wasn't set up.
It didn't seem like that's what was going to happen. I saw the guy coming and I was like, and I thought of every scenario possible.
And that wasn't.
And how I had the higher ground and like. This is fine. This will be fine. You know, I mean, this guy's going to look like an idiot. And security's probably going to get him before we could rock like that anyway. And then I'm like, I guess security's not going to make it there. I go, well, time to put one of these plans in. Oh, never saw that coming. And he just yanked my ankles while I was sitting on a stool.
Honestly, Jay could have died. Like, he really could have
died. Yeah, no shit.
That at least hurts.
It was a 6 foot high.
It was a 6 foot drop. And the only way, if his head
hit the side of the stage, steel.
He would have died.
Steel stage.
It was crazy.
Not
18
cool.
wheeler on his side. It was wild.
That was wild.
The guy was out of his head.
But go back to the Montreal guy.
Yeah, he was in the back. He was like, you suck. And I was like, you can't yell out in the back of a theater, dude. I got to see you and I'll change your life. And then he bull charged the stage and security got all around him. And I was like, nah, wait. This guy walked up, he had a man bun, some like OP shorts and like a tank top. And it was just easy pickings. I think I remember telling him to go eat granola out of his boyfriend's pussy.
Nice.
I heard that line.
Couple, yeah, there was a couple of goodies. There's a couple of goodies. And then I was like, and you know, I wish so those times because it's such a big crowd, it would have been fun to just go with that a little bit longer. Because like when you have a microphone, the other person does it.
It's so crazy.
And you go, what? I don't think Hitler had good ideas. This guy thinks Hitler had good ideas. Like, boo.
Right.
It doesn't matter what he screams. I have the microophone.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Like,
that's what Martin Luther King should have died. You're a piece of shit. He was doing so much good.
So. One last thing, then we'll introduce fully our guest.
Mm-hmm.
Someone runs our social media for SDR Show. Right? You don't know that because you're not involved at all.
Did you say that?
So there is an artist in the top five of Shannon's favorite artists.
Edwin McCain.
We've been singing his song, I'll Be All Day. And I posted an interview clip, or I didn't, SDR Show page posted. And we've tried to get him on the show a couple times.
Who?
Edwin McCain.
When Why?
Shannon's favorite artist.
Oh.
I care about Shannon.
Okay.
She came to Montreal for you.
What are we going to ask him? Just about that song?
Yeah, that's it.
You have to ask him about
that
song.
And then what?
So you'll be what exactly? You'll be...
Better when something?
It's something. So,
hey, will you kiss Shannon for the next 40 minutes?
So he responded to the post.
Oh, shit.
And then I DM'd him.
I was just kidding. I'm sure you got other songs.
And then I DM'd him, and then he responded, gave me his phone number, and now he's coming on the show.
That's so great.
Well, I just shit-talked him.
Yeah,
now,
and I'm going to play this clip.
Well, guess who's out of town that week? I don't want to get beat up by Edwin McCain.
Oh, that would be funny. Great.
It would be funny.
Oh, that would be so good. Yeah. And he sings a song while he's kicking your ass. You'll be what, motherfucker?
Oh, remember that time Josh Groban fucked my shit up at a nightclub?
All right, so now our guest. Oh, my boy. Let me do this a second.
That's definitely the end of it, though. That's probably the last few ones.
Just this.
That's the last few you got out.
It'll probably be with me until Friday.
Look, you killed that guy behind you.
That guy.
Now he's that guy.
Oh, but yeah. Well, there's also that guy over there.
Yeah, but
there's multiple guys.
There's multiple dead guys.
Yeah, right,
guys. Yeah. I mean, Tim Dillon is frozen solid.
You guys are in it, guys.
So we met, I think it now we try to figure it out.
Yes.
7 years ago. Maybe. Actually, she was a guest on my old radio show. She was a guest on my radio show.
Manners.
A very long time ago. Probably when your first or second album came out.
Yeah, really early on.
Which is 10 years ago.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And she did Shiprocked always as a... What do they call it?
Stowaway.
Stowaway, never the band, which is weird.
Yes, right? It is very weird.
I think that's very strange at this point.
I agree.
At this point,
we should play as a band on the boat.
I understand. The first time.
Right.
Maybe the second, but the third time, guys, get your shit together.
Thank you.
They wonder why I don't host anymore.
Thanks for standing up for me.
It's things like this. Talk to me. Call me.
And severe underpayment.
Severe underpayment. Call me when Madam Mayhem is fucking performing, and maybe I'll come back.
Buddy, Viragos is throwing me a small fortune.
Yeah, I know. By the way,
it makes me feel like a boob for the money I accept.
No, also, by the way, and I said to them, I know what Jay's getting paid on these other fucking cruises.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever.
I'll be honest with you. Shiprock came up a nice little chunk, too, last time I did it.
But you know what their answer to me was? You should have asked for more. I'm like, I don't want to argue with you guys.
That's the beauty of an agent.
Yeah.
They told me, listen, you're like... Hey, you're gonna go on a boat and watch fucking members of Pantera reunite. I'm like, I'll go.
Hey, tell me the money.
Yeah. And then, yeah, you need somebody else to go. Like, he's a little busy for that. And I'm like, if I was hearing the negotiations, I'd be like, don't do that.
Yeah. By the way,
you're gonna take it away.
Yeah.
When I started, I'll be honest with you, I did it for free. I get to go on a cruise.
Right.
You'll fly me out.
Right.
I'll fucking do it all day.
But
I was 39 at the time.
Officially introduce our guest.
Okay. And it's so. At this point now, 10 years later, she had put out 3 full albums, a shit ton of singles.
Yes.
The crazy thing is her second to last newest single after 10 years.
What's with Shannon? What's with Ralph's new wild hand talking?
After 10 years.
There's too many Jews in the room, so he's using the hands now. There's a lot of it. Like, you get the energy.
After 10 years, her second to last single hits top 40.
Yep, nice. Billboard
not,
top 40.
Not like top 40 of like best new artist top 40, but actual.
Not Billboard. Top 40 that you try to say we're always in for podcasts.
No, we're in top 100 of comedy right now.
That's exciting,
all
guys.
All day long.
Yeah, I bet you, Shannon, pull up fucking iTunes.
Why? Who cares?
I want to punch Jay in the face in front of all these people.
No one gives a shit.
But so it took 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm very happy because we've been friends for 7 years.
Well, yes. That's, you think so. You were friends for 3 years.
We went on 2 dates.
We did.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
It is Madam Mayhem. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having
me. We know your brother.
Yes.
There we go. Where are we? Number 76.
Oh, okay.
That. All right. Look at that.
Your mother makes the best gefilte fish in all of New York.
We're all Jews here.
Yeah.
Matzah Brei. I was going to tell you about bad business stuff, though, and why you need it. Have I told you? I may have told you. My Mayhem Fest story.
Madam Mayhem Fest?
My Madam Mayhem Fest story?
No.
With John Reese was the guy who ran that. Great dude. And they brought me out the first time for relatively low money. And I'll say it doesn't matter. It was back. It was like 300 a day. plus tour expenses. I'm on the bus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all profit.
How many years ago are we talking, by the way?
2010.
Okay.
So
I walked with a couple $1,000 and like, no, didn't spend any money really. And it was the greatest experience ever doing comedy on that. And then 2012, when they asked me to go back, I just said yes. It was like Slipknot year. And maybe 2 or 3 days into it, John Reese, the owner, goes, yeah, we didn't talk about money at all, which is ridiculous. I'm sorry about that. He goes, let's figure it out, man. What are we paying you this year? And I was like, oh, man, you know, I'm just happy to be here, man. And he goes, well, what did I give you last time? I was like, $300 a day. He goes, okay, well, you're 2 years more famous. He's just being nice and saying, 2 years you're more famous, and you got this going, and you got that going on. He goes, so what should we up it to? And I go, no, you don't have to up it. And I said that so many times. Christine's over my shoulder doing this. She's like, what are you doing? I go, you don't need
I'll pay
that.
You guys.
Like, right, I yeah, swear don't to worry you. About I go, it. No, I got this.
And he goes, well, as your friend, I'm going to give you $350. But as a businessman, I'm not going to argue with you anymore about it. Okay.
I mean, that's pretty cool. That's smart. At least being honest.
Yeah, but which means if he goes, I'm going to not even negotiate this and give you $50 more than I probably could have gotten like $500 a day
probably.
Or something.
Probably.
Would have been nice.
On the third Shiprock. So I did the first two for free. First one, I was invited because...
As a stowaway?
As a stowaway. You know, they didn't have that yet. There's one that was like not even half a ship. It was like half a ship, you know. And what happened was the radio show that you did, the tour bus.
Yeah.
They invited me on, just give away a cabin on your show and we'll give you a free cabin. And I went on. And the first night, the host that they hired started shitting on the boat on stage. Like saying, oh, this boat sucks or whatever. Like the food sucks.
Oh, I thought you meant like taking a shit.
Yeah.
Like
G.G.
Allen shit.
Oh, yeah. I was
like making fun of the food, making fun of the cabins. In front of the owner of the cruise. And so the owner of the cruise said to Alan Koenig, that guy can't be on stage again the rest of the night, or the rest of the cruise.
Right.
So the next morning, the guy that I knew from...
was he doing it in a funny way or was he...
No.
Like, he was just bitching.
He was just very upset?
Bitching.
Because I'd done nothing to make fun of the
cruise. No, it was bitching. And they call me at 6 in the morning the next day and said, could you host everything the rest of the trip? I said, yeah, I'm here. I don't give a shit. I'll do it. And then they brought me back the next year. And then on the third year, I found out that the other host from SiriusXM was getting paid thousands of dollars, and I was getting nothing. She just kind of told me. And I said to them, guys, I know you're paying her thousands, and this is my third one. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll give you that too. I was like, that's fucking weird.
Unscrupulous.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That's bad.
Yeah, but anyway.
But again, business is business. So I said before, that's why you need somebody to do those negotiations for you.
I get it.
You can't do it yourself. Hey, guys, so let's talk real quick about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR Show. And, of course, that is rockauto.com. This is for dudes, not necessarily like me and Ralph, but there's probably guys who listen to me and Ralph who do dude stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Listen to a couple of Nancy's talk nonsense while you're doing guy stuff.
Have you ever in your life, because my answer is no, worked on a car?
No. I don't know. My father, when I was younger, and it was really almost like a rub-in, he would get me sometimes in the summers and just do guy stuff, but not teach me. That said, I was so woman-influenced, I didn't want it.
What about this, though? Change a tire.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that twice.
I can change a tire, and I'm confident in changing a tire.
Yeah, I can do a tire.
Good job changing a tire.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you're like, change spark plugs, brakes, anything like that, I wouldn't even know.
I don't even know if cars still have any of those things.
Oil. I don't. They still have brakes, Ralph.
Yeah, but I mean, spark plugs?
I think.
I don't know.
But I'll tell you that I know nothing about guy stuff. However, the beauty of rockauto.com is you don't have to. I am a car owner. You can go on rockauto.com and find a bunch of vanity stuff, fun like vanity stuff for your car. You can add to it. And if you're a car mechanic or someone who knows about cars, a dude.
A real dude. Jay's got a sign on his head, this car's rocking, don't bother knocking.
Yeah, I do. Grass or ass, no one rides for free. Didn't get that at Rock Auto, though. They might have that. I don't know. Listen, the car market's hot, and it's time now to keep your car well-maintained. It feels good knowing you're driving a reliable car, and rockauto.com makes it easy with every part you would possibly need at low prices. Don't get upselled by one of the stores, going to any of these like over-the-counter stuff where the guys are trying to rock you and take you because they know you're like me and Ralph and know nothing about cars.
They see you coming.
Rock Auto's giving you the same prices that a mechanic gets. It doesn't matter. And listen, all we ask you to do is let them know that you heard about them on the SDR show. That's all. It's a very easy, very, there's a little box when you check out that says you can put a show name in there. Put the bonfire.
Go
yeah.
fuck yourself.
Yeah, that was shitty.
It's bad enough that you don't get SDR plugs when you're live. On this show?
Plug in the bonfire, see what happens. Odds are nothing's going to show up. We are not affiliated with rockauto.com at all, but SDR show is going to pop big.
Bonfire, you're going to get 40% more off.
Again, rockauto.com. The prices are already good. There's no promo code. Get all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. Rockauto.com.
Slash the bonfire.
Slash bonfire. Get in. Let's get into it. Let's get back into it.
So anyway, back to Madam Mayhem. First of all, congratulations on that second to last single.
Thank you.
Which is great that it hits actual mainstream top 40.
Thanks.
You haven't heard the song because you don't do research.
I did listen to the song, actually.
She does the crazy, I don't know what you call it, growly vocals. What do you call that? Is there a term for it?
Well, they're screaming vocals, but I can give you the secret.
Please, because I've always wanted to know how you do it.
You were asking. Yeah. So,
have a guy do it.
Well, live, one of my guys does
okay.
it.
Okay.
Gogi does it. So that's easy. When we recorded it, I am not a screamer as you brought up when we were talking earlier.
Well, you guys are going two dates.
We'll
talk about that. You screaming.
I want to hear her perspective of our two dates in a minute. But
yeah. But so I mean, I'm classically trained. I started in musical theater because, of course, I'm from here. And that's
right.
That's
by the way, she went to Manhattan School of Music and the University of Miami, a double major, classical, opera and musical theater.
Nerd. Oh, my God. You know so many things.
Yeah. Well,
Google. Right. There you go. But
Into the Woods, her first musical.
Yeah.
That was Christine's too. She played the James Corden part.
I don't even know what part that
the
is.
The James Corden part.
In the movie.
I don't think it's called that.
No, but it's whatever he played in the movie, the baker or something.
That's a big part. That's like the lead, basically.
Yeah, but it's a fat boy.
Now when people audition, do you want the James Corden part? What?
I guess that's what it's turned into.
So go back to this.
Okay. So I've always just had vocal training that did not involve screaming ever, but that's the music I like. And so what we did was this really cool effect in the recording where I just whisper really aggressively into the mic and then we distort it and it sounds like I'm screaming. So I'm still not screaming.
So you're not screaming. But there are people when they like the
when you hear it live. Oh yeah. There are people that scream.
Okay.
I sing.
And I have to imagine it destroys your vocal cords. I could be wrong.
I'm sure there are professionals that know how to do it properly, but I'm sure there are also
do you do operatic training stuff? Like you still do that to this day?
Yeah, because if you don't do that, then your voice kind of goes to shit.
So, Jay, we met. We're trying to figure it out.
Do you know that apparently Rob Halford does no vocal training unless it's something like gargling jizz. Maybe it's something gay like gargling jizz. Oh, look, someone's way after the joke.
I've never heard of that as a technique, but you know.
No, it works.
All right.
Works apparently really good.
Yeah. If you guys say so, then.
On a side note, he made that joke when Sebastian Bach was on the show and Sebastian left the show.
Oh, nice.
Now I'm here to say, I said on the bonfire today, I'll fight Sebastian Bach.
Would you do it at Skankfest?
Yes.
If I can make that happen?
Fight Sebastian Bach?
100%. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Cool. I'll wreck him.
I would pay to see that.
I'm angry.
Loser has to blow Rob Halford?
No prob. I'll hold his hair while he does it.
So, you said, what was your first Shiprock? 2016?
2017.
Okay. And at some point, Jay, I did my normal scumbaggy thing, got her phone number. I don't know how I did.
I don't know either. I feel like we were all exchanging. I kept in touch with you and Christine with Adam, too.
Yeah,
like, we were all just all hanging out together.
You took advantage.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, we were all exchanging contact information. Like, I'm pretty sure my brother has your guys' number. And, like,
just
we
friends,
were all just, yeah, friends to, like, hang
associates.
Out. Yeah.
Normal people on that side.
Ralph, of course.
Storm
always pussy on
this
the
side. Storm.
Right. So, I think that's probably how it happened.
That? I'm going to squeeze out of that.
A little bit of the schmutz.
But she did say yes. And we went on, like, it wasn't like I pretended.
She was afraid for her life.
We were going. I didn't pretend we're going out as friends to see if we're friendly.
No, you just. Well, you didn't go like, "Yo, I'm taking you out on a date." You're like, "Do you want to go to this restaurant?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure."
But then all the night he was like, "Do these jeans make my dick look cute?" Because it is.
I'll be honest. Like, I don't. Don't be sad. I don't remember that much about it. But I remember
it is
like
7 years ago.
We.
It's 7 years ago. Should zoom in on Jay.
I just remember that the restaurants were awesome and like we had a good time. Yeah, like nothing bad happened.
No.
Like I don't.
Damn. Unmemorable.
by the way.
Worse than going bad.
But hey, we're still friends now, so obviously nothing terrible happened, man, right?
Awkward. This is awkward.
Wow.
By the way, Jay, I asked her ahead of time, can we please talk about this?
Yeah.
Because I
and then she
I
got just, nervous because she doesn't remember it happening.
I just wish I had more to say.
No, I just remember.
I bet she remembers a dream from when she was 8 years old. The food was good.
Yeah, she did say that. The food
was good. I know. The food was good.
Listen,
Ralph's head ceiling fan at one point.
We obviously had a good time at the first one because we hung out.
We went on the second one.
Well, you forgot. You didn't remember the first one. I guess it wasn't terrible.
I am like 80-90% sure that we made out at the end of the second day. She doesn't remember
it
at all.
I don't remember that at all. There's no way that happened. I don't think it.
Oh!
I'm sorry. I don't remember. But isn't that more about like me sucking that I don't remember?
Nope. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's about Ralph giving you the most forgettable kiss in the world. You look like an ass on your own show right now.
Oh, sorry. He wanted to talk about
it. I'm happy with it. I said it's going to make Jay so happy.
Yeah. I mean, but hey, we're still friends to this day. I'm on the show, so clearly I didn't, you know, piss him off too much, and we're fine.
I was like, do you make out with all your friends? She's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember any of it.
I don't know if I make out with any of them.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever. Yeah, I remember. So my question, though.
Okay.
Ralph Sutton, forgettable kisser.
No. Not have happened. I don't know.
You think it's because of those little thin pecker lips?
Do you think that... When I invited you to dinner the first time, do you think, if you can remember this part at least, that you realized I was asking you out on a date?
Probably when it was happening, but not initially. Because, like, again, I don't know. Like, if you and Christine were like, hey, like, let's all go out, and I, like, Adam and I would have all hung out. We'd all be fucking.
Yeah, but after that, we straight
and
fucking.
That you would remember for different
reasons. You don't go out with Christine Evans and not put out at the end of the night.
No, but what I mean is, like, we all were, like, at least for, like, a day or two on the boat, we were hanging out a fair amount. And so, you know.
By the way, because you did two in a row, right?
Yeah, we did two in
a row. I think it was after the second one. So it's probably 2017.
It's all probably
2018, 2017. No, 2017.
Nothing certain.
I don't remember.
I know this totally
sucks. By the way, I said, I thought it was like 9 years ago. And she's like, no, it's not possible.
You should have said you guys just had full anal or something. We did. Nothing. She doesn't remember no recollection.
That definitely did not happen. That I would remember.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Ralph's dick? You might not remember.
I have not.
What did you say, Shannon?
2017 is when she was on the SDR show.
Okay. So then.
I looked up the episode.
Okay. Interesting.
And that was the year she did it on the boat.
Right.
So it was probably
she did what? Not you, dude.
Not me.
You know, she did. She has no recollection.
I never got laid on the boat. We know that.
Damn.
I mean, unless I brought it with me.
Forgettable kisser, dude.
Forgettable kisser. That's my nickname. So it's Grouth, G-Wiz,
yeah.
Bronzo Centrale Storm, and Forgettable Kisser.
Yeah, dude. You're like a Snow White apple.
All right. So I knew you'd enjoy that. But so the interesting thing is
you didn't know that was going to happen.
I knew that.
You didn't know she had zero recollection of making out with
you. No, I did know that.
I told him like right before because he asked. He was like, didn't we make out? And I was like, I don't know.
Thanks for giving me that.
I did it for you.
I appreciate that.
That's the only reason why I'm here.
Did I not say?
You did.
Jay is going to love that you don't remember that.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, you did say that.
I'll tell you what. One thing about this.
Happy birthday.
One thing about this forgettable kisser. He knows me. Fucking old Dud the Smoochie over here.
Smoochie McDudson.
Damn. What do you think? Why did you forget it? Because it was all tongue or no tongue?
Probably a little bit of both.
Teeth clanking? That's my bet.
Also,
I can't tell you because I don't remember.
I know.
This song that we've been talking about.
He willed you with his charms when he bit your neck.
Jay wasn't here for that, but we did record an episode with Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin.
Yes.
And you wrote with him. How did that come about?
At the time, we have the same management.
Did you go on dates with him also?
Absolutely not. Okay. No.
She'd remember.
She'd remember that.
I don't go on dates with everyone I meet. It's just
me. Got it.
Right. Cool. Yes. You are, yeah. I don't know.
Just
like,
the middle of the road guys.
Yeah. They're forgettable. Really,
they're not going to make a wave either in either
forgettable
direction.
Forgettable guys. You don't have to think
wasn't
about
a great night. Wasn't a bad night. Just got through it. On to the next one.
A good very luck, nice friendship came out of it, okay?
Oh, look how it blossomed.
Guess what? Every guy wants to hear.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. No. But yeah, we had the same management and we were actually... my band was on tour opening for Seven Dust, and he came out to a show. And my management had reached out and was like, yo, you should write with Mayhem. And he was like, okay, let me see her play first. And we didn't suck that night. And so we started writing together.
Was it like your first song together, or was it you've written a few
We've written a few together, and almost all of them probably have been released already. There's maybe a few on the back burner, but yeah, that was definitely a special one.
And the crazy thing is, that's not the guy. The guy.
It's a hard question to answer. No.
No, not Breaking Benjamin. Three Days Grace.
3 Days Grace is who you hate.
Barry Stock, you know that guy?
Not personally.
Tell him I want a piece of him. I want a piece of him, too.
Wait, no, by the way, why?
They got into a fight on Shiprock years ago, but is what's funny...
No, I didn't get into a fight on Shiprock. I did nothing at all. A man threw wine on my face.
Someone confused...
For broadcasting. Rude.
Someone confused him with 3 Days Grace, and we had him on, and the comment was, how are they not going to bring up the fight they had on Shiprock? I'm like, no, it's 3 Days Grace, jackass. Yeah. It's a different band.
Oh, wow.
But every time 3 Days Grace comes around... I try and get them on the show and not mention Jay.
Right.
Because they just want to get them in the studio.
And then have Jay
show
up.
Then we can talk about it.
Right.
Oh, buddy, I'll uncork on that guy.
I can't wait. I'm trying to make it happen. I've been trying to make it happen for years. And just, Lee, I take your name out of the pitch, you know?
Oh. Right.
It'll happen eventually.
Well, he won't know who I am by now.
No, but even so, it'll happen eventually.
The ship does not.
I feel like they're touring around here.
Move.
So now, your first album came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? 10 years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, these days, there's a lot of, and not to be misogynistic, chick-fronted bands. It's much more common these days.
Right.
There you go.
10 years ago, it was like a novelty.
Accurate.
Now, it's just part of the zeitgeist of the rock and roll community.
Someone got a new word calendar today.
I like where, that.
Like, what I was thinking about, it's weird, is that in
hip-hop... It's such a good time that Demi Lovato went back to she, her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just thinking about that. Your joke you can't use anymore.
Are you kidding, dude? Now I get a little tag on it. And I'd be, well, she went back to she, her, so now she's back to being a brave, big, beautiful woman.
That's funny. Oh, there you go. That makes sense. But it used to be like, if you were a girl in a band, we got to put you on a girl band tour.
Yeah.
But now it's less than that. It's less of that because no other genre, hip hop or dance, date, or pop, they don't give a fuck. But rock always seemed to segment. If you're black rock bands, you go on a tour together. If you're chicks, you go on a tour together, which it's the only genre I can think of that does that.
Yes.
It's weird.
It is weird, especially since not all bands that have females in it sound the same either.
These put Bad Brains, King's X, and Living Color on tour together. Those are three different genres.
Right.
There's just at least one black dude in each band.
It's very weird.
It's really weird.
It's very strange.
I keep them all in the same place.
Oh, God. Maybe. But at the same time, with a lot of, when I was starting out, a lot of the festivals, when we'd submit or something, they'd be like, oh, well, we already have two girl bands. It's like, yeah, and you have 50 dude bands.
That's so fucking
that's
crazy.
That's so weird.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
It's
so now,
hard to understand.
So I'm happy. I mean, So it is weird. I mean, I guess it's cool when there's like a bunch of female-fronted bands all playing together on a tour. But at the same time, like, or on a festival or whatever it is. But I think it's just like, does the genre match? Does, you know, other things?
Right. That's more important.
Yes, I think so.
The fact that there's tits in the band.
Just accurate. I say the more chicks, the better, but, you know.
Tits.
Bro, please.
Tits.
There's vaginas also.
Okay, well, not necessarily.
I have tits. Doesn't make me a girl band.
Right, that's true, too. That's true, too. And also, let's see if I'm right.
I think I got a couple of things cooking up, though, in a composition book. Might knock your dick in the dirt.
All right, before we go any further, hold on a second, hold on.
Yes. Oh, that's probably the last of it, yes. You probably just coughed out the last of it.
The last piece of it's gone.
That was it.
That was it.
The little bit that was still in there is now out.
And now my voice is perfect.
And now you are back to 100%.
If you are a responsible adult over the age of 21.
Who needs that, right? Boring.
Living in a state where Delta 8 is legal.
Everywhere cool.
And you want to get high.
Super duper legally high.
You know where you go?
YoDelta.com.
YoDelta.com.
Ah, I came with the wrong energy, I think, for that.
I'll try that again. You know where you go?
YoDelta.com. Oh, look at me becoming a pitch man, huh? I was just a lowly vampire for a while. But now I have a purpose to push people to Delta 8. That's right. Why get regular weed? It's so great. Too much, I say. I need a little bit of headache in my weed. And I say
the wildness of maybe it's legal, maybe it's not.
No, I don't like dancing. I'm not walking on a tightrope, you know? Jesus. I'm just a guy trying to live life. That was probably the last of it, yes? Ralph, that cough was probably the last of it. You probably got the last of it out, right? Yes. Yes. As long as the last got out, you know, it's how you got to clear your system out, you know? Understood.
By the way, yes. Let the record show. Yes. I never once said yes. That was the last of it.
No, but that probably was, though, right?
Yeah.
That was it. That was the big kaboom. That was what set us over the edge. Hey, quick question. Did Ralph cough before? I already forgot. This guy is not memorable at all, yeah? The most forgettable dude in the world. Hey, how do you become 6'5" and no one remembers anything they've done with you?
Go to yodelta.com, use the code bonfire.
Hey, I'm at the mayhem. I don't remember having to jump on my tiptoes in a stool to kiss somebody.
Go to yodelta.com, use the code bonfire, you motherfucker.
Odds are if you put in bonfire, you'll get some sort of a discount. Everyone's a fan. It's a very popular show. Is it the SDR show? No. Never been a squirter on the bonfire. I'll give you that, Ralph.
That's true.
For sure. Gummies, vapes.
Bonfire gets plugs at the live events, though.
Absolutely. Bonfire is a great show. Also available as a podcast anywhere you download podcasts. It's a 45-minute rendition of the show. However.
The Yo Empire is really a bonfire.
Oh, I move all around, baby. You know, I play fast and loose.
Yo Delta Vampire.
Yo Delta Empire, yes.
No, no Empire.
Empire, vampire.
How dare you? Empire has been gone, dude. They checked on us a while ago. Little they know, they had the greatest pitch man in the biz. Gummies, vapes, things made for children to get addicted to. YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor.
And the promo code is actually GAS for 25% off.
Oh, that probably means I'm not getting my fair cut. Okay, good. I was hoping it would be SDR show, so I'd get the bigger lion's share.
It's spread out across the land.
Yes, but, you know, I always get my taste, you know? The YoDelta always gets his little taste.
Yeah,
yes?
A little bit of everything.
Can I tell you something? And I mean this. No girl I've kissed has ever forgotten me.
I'm sure.
And I have the power to make them forget.
I know, you just choose not to.
Sometimes I've done
apparently,
that.
By the way, so do I.
Sometimes I've done
it. Apparently have the same power.
Ralph, I've done the spell once in a while. I'll tell you what. They still remember.
Go to yodelta.com, use the promo code GAS, get 25% off.
Yes. Take it from the most boring kiss in in podcasting.
Let's get back into it.
Shannon, you probably don't even remember. You guys may have fucked in Montreal. Who knows? No one remembers.
We had adjoining rooms. You never know.
Yes, Ralph and his sleepy semen. Let's get back into it.
And I could be wrong because Jay loves when I'm wrong.
Okay.
Did we finger?
First album was produced by Mark Hudson.
Yes.
Who was involved with Aerosmith.
Right.
Who then you guys in 2020... released an Aerosmith cover.
Accurate.
Full circle.
Accurate.
Proud good of me shit. Too. That was good.
He was just showing off that he did his research. Living on the Edge.
Good cover.
Thank you.
And what I do like about you guys nowadays is you're embracing the world that it is and just releasing singles.
Yes.
I tell bands just fucking do that all the time.
We are actually, though, in the process of writing a full-length record, the bands and I, but...
Against Ralph's better advice.
Well, it's because we want to do it. It's not for...
If my non-memorable kissing has taught you anything.
I know.
Well, yeah, your non-memorable advice must be right behind it.
Well, I'll be honest. Like, listen, we just released another single a few weeks ago.
I don't remember.
But no, we just released a single a few weeks ago. We're going to release a few more, hopefully this year. And then we're going to do an album for us. And there will be singles off of that we will release as singles. And if people want to hear the whole thing, they can.
If you're going to make an album at this point, is it like make more sense to make a concept?
Oh, no, I say you do this. You print 1,000. They all sign it. She rubs it on her vagina. They charge $100
right. What are we doing?
A record.
Here? What has the show become?
I don't really have to do that second part to sell them.
He's trying to be memorable.
Triple.
That what it is?
Well, yeah. Says the guy who just made really Demi Lovato jokes.
Also, I'll say if you fart in the case and then close it real quick and seal it,
then you got Jay.
Do you know from experience? Like, does that work?
Some farts,
Shannon.
I'll tell you what. Shannon's farts didn't sell.
They didn't.
We tried.
Yeah. They didn't sell.
They did not sell.
Sold,
and there was, and I'll tell you something. I cracked one. There was fart in that jar.
Shannon, you sold like at least one or two.
Yeah, two. But there wasn't the proper effort put into the sale. Because all Lewis did was he said on one episode to Venmo him the money and that we will sell them the jar.
No, they needed to be in the store, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you hovering over jars as the image.
We still have them. They're in the closet.
Probably. Is there a chance those farts have dissipated? Yeah. But Shannon, would you take another round of jar farts and let me try pushing these on the bonfire?
Can we call them jarts?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Can we call them jarts?
No, Ralph. This is a bonfire thing. Gas Digital has 100%. Failed Shannon's fart fart selling. But I think I can move. I think I could sell with passion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's the problem, that I feel like Lewis did it as a goof.
Right.
And not as, let's see if we can really move these.
Oh, I think we can move these.
Yeah.
We'll sell a good batch of Shannon farts in a jar, for sure.
I bet you Madam Mayhem did not think farts in a jar was going to be a topic tonight.
No, she's more of a queefs in a jar girl, and I appreciate that about her.
That's well known in the industry.
Right.
It's great. Just nod along. It's true.
Never works, man.
When you know a girl, you know a girl.
So you got a bunch of dudes in the
there are a bunch of
lounge.
Dudes. Yes.
Your band, from what I'm...
Great. More men in rock. Just
ever,
what we
by
need.
By the way, was that ever a thought? Let me get chicks in my band?
I didn't want it, like, the people in my band shouldn't be a marketing ploy. Right. It should be people that you get along with and are, like, family and that are good.
What about this question?
Would they consider getting fake tits?
Yeah. Well, a lot of them have, like, longer hair than me, and then, like, one of them could be, like, my stunt double.
This is a shitty question again, and Jay's going to...
Who's got the biggest dick in the band?
Yeah, no.
Don't ask her shit like that.
I wouldn't know.
Just class.
Just because you want to know?
Go ahead, answer.
You can ask them.
Okay.
Obviously, you are an attractive girl.
Well, thanks.
I asked you out on a date, right? Do you feel compelled to push your fact that you're pretty when you put out press material, or do you try not to do that because you don't want to be objectified?
Well, I mean, if I pose for a photo, I'm going to put makeup on and do the whole thing. Yeah, but...
Because it is weird. I don't know. It is. Then it was like...
Yeah,
you'd
why
be
not?
Sexing your own way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always wear a butt plug for a photo shoot. No one knows.
You do it for yourself.
Right.
But
no.
I know it's there. It makes me feel sexy.
I mean, I hope that my voice... And the fact that I can sing, and the fact that we hopefully make music that people can relate to, right. Can sell it. But I still,
voice.
Thank you. But I'm still gonna, you know, I do have boobs. They exist.
I know.
Shut I up. Have.
I kissed them. She doesn't remember.
Remember that? Remember you
my
fed?
God. But yeah.
Remember you
so
fed like
you
a
know,
suckling pig.
It doesn't hurt, I guess. And I, you know,
right,
whatever.
I'm a gentle lover. That's why it doesn't hurt.
She's like, anyway, it is what it is.
Oh,
and by
God.
The way, this song, I Am More.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It was I say this all the time to. Friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not to Jake. He's not a real friend. But because I don't like that look you're giving me.
Oh, I want to hear what this thing is you tell to all your friends.
If
Shannon,
you,
when he says things like that, don't you already get like this is going to be great?
How about this?
I'm excited to also
I've said it on shows multiple
okay,
times.
Okay, what is it?
And maybe this is not what the song's about. And I look like a real idiot.
Yeah, you might.
If you identify as one thing, I'm a comedian.
Okay.
I'm a guy that went on two dates with Ralph. And that's it.
A girl that went on two dates with Ralph. Will you get your head out of your ass for fucking 45
I'm making him nervous.
A week?
I'm making him a little nervous.
She doesn't remember me.
Yeah. I remember you. I
Stop
don't remember the events and what happened.
It didn't work.
So like,
we're
you
still
know,
friends.
I'm put her hand on the outside of your pants, and she felt a Ken doll. She was not impressed.
Not far off.
Don't you say that.
A whole Ken doll?
No, don't say that. Ralph runs now. He's got a nice dangle. I've seen it bouncing
seen it.
Around.
He grabbed it on
short
Montreal. He gave me a little tug.
Oh, yeah. I'll trace the outside of it. Yeah. That's not gay. It's over the pants.
So if you identify just as one thing,
right?
You're fucking boring. You should have multiple things that people know you for. Your passions, your interests should be wide. So you are more than just one thing.
Right.
Is that what the song's about or am I wrong?
It's very close. It's more about other people thinking that you're one thing when you are so much more than that. All right. And that everyone is so much stronger than we know.
She loves that I'm wrong.
Well, it's like for me. For
no,
instance,
it was really close.
I'm a bitch. Oh, I'm a mother. I'm a child. I'm a lover.
But that's
exactly.
Right. Exactly.
You're all those things.
Yeah.
But like, it's true. Like, especially in this industry, like, because I'm a chick in music, you know, that's all they're putting, you know, the pressure on and
saying your chick's a microaggression.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, thank you.
Before we bring the band in here, it is public knowledge on your Instagram. Congrats on
full blown AIDS
on marriage and motherhood. So
oh, thank
congrats
you
on that.
Thank you very much.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
What
right?
a cutie. Ooh, the baby.
Me?
Not you.
Oh, I don't know.
Now my baby's cute.
Yeah, your baby is cute. I see.
Thanks.
I see it all. All right. So now you're gonna do that song, even though there's a newer song.
What's the Jewish name? Did you do it already? The
what
naming.
Do you mean? His name is Liam, and we just made his Hebrew name Liam.
Liam, okay. What's yours? Do you have a funny one? Mine's Asher.
Asher.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Because my dad's Israeli, and when my parents were trying to do names, my mom's American, it was like, whenever she said a name, it was like Zachary, and he was like Zachariah, and we were like, all right, that's not happening. So our name, like my brother's Adam, which is Adam, and I'm Natalie, which is basically Natalie, but Natalie, like with an accent. So
do you
cool.
do Jewy things?
All the time.
You are. Because I'm not Jewish
at all. I thought you know
her. I'm not like...
It's one of my favorite things about her.
Look at this.
Super Jew.
Look at that.
Super Jew.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
Thank you.
So when you decided I'm going to be a singer.
Yeah.
Did that upset the family?
No, I've been doing this for way too long.
I mean, they
already knew I was
using electricity on a Friday.
They just focused their efforts on my brother because they knew.
My thoughts are: first, you were like theater and opera. That like, oh, that works for a Jewish family.
Does it?
I think that could work. And then you went to, oh no, I'm going to be a metal singer.
Yeah, no, they think
your brother must have taken way tons of steam off of you because he went the route.
He went the route. Yeah,
he went like the route.
But now he gets to come to shows and hang out with you guys and stuff. So,
no, for sure.
Yeah.
Your brother rules. Yeah. I'm just saying, but like
he's definitely cooler.
But
than
he went the route, so it's like your parents probably put way less pressure on you.
At least one of us.
Yeah, they nailed it.
That's nice.
They got at least one. Yeah, that's fine.
And then you get to be the creative.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Fine.
I like it.
Yeah.
And your brother is a cool dude.
Thanks.
All right, so let's bring in the dudes.
Yes.
And we're gonna have you guys do that song.
Okay.
All right, guys, is it on out there?
Hey, dudes.
Come on, dudes.
Do you guys want to play?
No, they
said no.
And by the way, one of your guys I know forever. He was in Sex Slaves.
That is accurate.
Yeah, which is pretty. He did SDR. I think we figured it out in fucking 2000. Sorry, Tour Bus in 2006.
Oh, I know that other guy's from Human Trafficking.
The other guy's from fucking Tommy London's band. These are like rock and
the
roll
Dirty
dudes.
Pearls. Yeah,
these are all New York rock and roll dudes. All right, so Jay, you and I have to get out.
The Dirty Pearls used to play with ZO2 all the time, I think.
Yeah. They did. Yeah. Guys, get over here. Jay and I are going to step out.
Okay, bye.
No, stay here.
Well, you guys are going to sit in all these five chairs. And I'm going to record on this, Shannon.
You're lying in wait, but honey, I'm not here to make your night go away. See, I just want to live my own damn life. I got something to say to everyone who's ever had their hopes shot down, heart kicked in. We're never gonna let them win, no. I'm stronger than you wanted. I am more to me. I guess you thought that I'd fall at your feet. You're living a dream. I'm not gonna wait until the sun goes down on me to make my intentions known. Stronger than you wanted.
was great.
Yeah.
Thanks. Good job.
Wow. Jay, come on back in. Wow, wow. Everyone stay hang out. You know, we'll shining. Jay. Jay, grab it one more chair.
Okay.
Are we switching?
No, yeah, you'll switch back.
Am I going here?
Wherever you are, yeah, we'll just bring in one. Actually, scooch over.
Change.
And we'll just bring in one more chair.
I took your spot.
That's all right. I'll allow it.
Oh, okay.
Jay, I'm going to have one more shot with you, by the way.
Okay. What are you drinking, Ralph?
The Espolòn, like a man. You look like you want some.
He does.
So why don't you have some?
Because he's 15 years sober,
oh,
dude.
God yeah. damn it.
You're going to ruin his life?
Espolòn was my goal, too.
Oh, was it? Oh, man.
Jay has to scoot a little closer.
Jay, go that way. Well, I'm going to move you guys. I'm going to move
get closer.
Oh, hold on.
Cuddle.
Yeah.
There was you, Ralph, here?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
First of all, guys, that was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Because I have Jay's hair in the...
Jay, move that way a little further.
Good, 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 good.
Thank you. And do you go by Natalie sometimes or Madam? What's the right way?
May, usually.
May?
Yeah.
Introduce your whole band and let's bring this over here.
Okay. Well, over there we got J-Bomb on drums.
Yeah.
We got Percy over here on bass. We got Jared here on guitar and Gogi also on guitar.
And Jay and I go back from 2000. Was it six? Seven?
Five?
Six. He came in and did the Tour Bus Radio Show with Sex Slaves. And we were talking about this, which you're too young to know this.
Okay.
I guess kind of you are.
Yeah.
There was a cool rock scene in New York in 2005-ish where there was rock clubs, bands playing all the time. It's when I was dating Dawn, who they all know.
Arlene's Grocery.
Arlene's Grocery.
Your voice is shit in the bed.
It sucks. But Jenny, you know, I have an idea. Can you use the water machine? Just give me some hot water. It will help me.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But
that's the last of it.
That was probably the last time there was a cool rock scene in New York City. Would you agree with that? Get over here.
I agree.
Yeah.
Percy's also a veteran of that scene as well.
Get very close to this, please.
From Dirty Pearls.
Dirty Pearls, right?
Yes, Dirty Pearls.
Well, I joined the Dirty Pearls.
I got to get very close
line,
to
it. But, yeah.
Because Tommy's been on the show, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I loved that Sex Slaves record. And that's on Contagious and Jack Daniels. And you're saying that you guys might do some...
Yes. Eric, the guitar player, singer of Sex Slaves, is in a band, Combi Christ. So when his touring obligations and my...
Which is a huge band. Combi Christ is enormous.
Yeah, yeah, it's no joke. Yeah. Yeah. And so when our schedules align, we're going to do
some. And then
Sex
for a
Slaves.
While, Del was the lighting guy at the box.
The lighting guy at the box, and then he went to play with Chris Angel.
Oh, wow.
The magician out in Vegas. He had a show at the Luxor for like 2 years.
Ever.
Del was this idiotically good-looking, cool rock and roll dude. I think like every girl I knew doinked him. You would have remembered it if you did it. Not him, not me. God damn it.
Yeah.
Hurts my feelings.
I'm
I know.
Sorry.
Oh, it was crazy. You had a wild night. The condom broke?
Maybe.
No,
maybe
remember.
It's my kid. Who the fuck knows?
Nah.
I think we know.
I think we know.
Yeah.
Is your kid all head?
Kinda.
You're so mean to me, Jason.
Does your kid have bolts in his neck? Oh, then you're fine.
Is your kid chased by villagers?
Yeah. Has anyone come after your kid with pitchforks and torches?
Not yet.
Okay.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so meanwhile, look, I would like to do this game quickly. With everyone, and then we wrap up the show. Does that work with you, Jay?
What's the game?
I mean, the first.
Oh, it's not a game. It's a segment.
A segment. Sorry.
Did you forget?
A game has prizes.
You got humiliated in front of so many people. Dude.
And he wanted to do it.
He asked for it. He loves this.
I did it for the love of you. I did this for the love of you. I knew you would love it.
To be on the first broadcast
Man,
of the show.
It makes me so happy.
Like, did we kiss? I was like, I'm pretty sure we kissed. We didn't kiss. I'm like, no, I kind of.
I have no recollection.
I remember the bar.
She does recall. She goes, oh, the zucchini florets were. Wow.
I remember the waiter was wearing a red shirt.
They were mixed in a light butter and oil sauce with the thinnest slices of garlic. She has every recollection.
We went out on a Tuesday, right? It was like 7 p.m.
Yeah. The bathroom had the nicest mosaic I've ever seen. I remember that. Oh, and after that, just a blur of who I was sitting with.
By the way, I think Shannon's trying to kill me putting hot water in a plastic cup so that I ingest plastic.
I was hoping. Grab it real quick.
Shannon, he's on to us.
And Jay, I did it because I knew you would love it.
I did. Thank you.
All right, Shannon.
All gave some. But some gave all today. And that's you, Ralph.
Also, again, great song. Love the song. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Glad it's doing so well.
Now that you've had a child, when you hit those notes, do you pee a little?
No, actually.
Nice.
Very surprising.
Someone had a C-section.
I did. Emergency. 30 hours of labor emergency, followed by an emergency C-section.
Question. Did you plan your pregnancy? Once you realize we're in lockdown for a while, knock out the kid?
Yes.
Really?
Well, yeah. And we're fortunate enough that, because not everyone can do that.
Right. You got lucky.
Right. Yeah. So we got married and we're like, all right, how much longer is it? Looks like I'm not touring anytime soon. And if we're going to want to have a kid, screw it. Let's just do it now.
How jealous do you think
he
is?
She flat out called and said, we're going to knock the kid out.
Do you think he's very jealous that you totally don't remember me at all? Do you think he's jealous of that?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, the way she doesn't pine for you at night and does never go back to her journals that night when she didn't write it down even that night.
Yeah, maybe.
She's like, going to hang out with some guy, I guess, or whatever.
I don't even think it's a date.
Woke up in the morning, whatever that guy's name was, food was good.
Forgot his name, but God damn it, that waiter had a great tie.
I remember it was paisley with the smallest flecks of auburn in it.
I'm pretty sure that guy, like Maxim or whatever from Dancing with the Stars, was there or something.
Well, here's what I remember.
Or something.
I remember on this. Here's what I remember, and then we got to do the first.
Sure. Okay. The super intimate moment of two souls coming together. That's not memorable.
We chatted well, right?
That's why we're such good friends.
But the polenta.
First date was sushi because that's my go-to.
Right.
That's his go-to when he's trying to bed abroad.
No shit. Yeah. Right. But I felt nice, Jewish girl. I'm not going to try and doink on the first date.
Yeah.
Right.
So we go on the second date. But second date was a two-placer.
You're digging for a corned beef sandwich.
We went somewhere for dinner.
Get a super Jewy.
We went somewhere else second.
Maybe that's what would have worked.
Hey, I made latkes. Want to come to my place?
Somewhere. We went to some lounge or something afterwards. And that's where that dude was. I remember that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
She's like, I made out with him.
We're still friends to this day. Me and that dude.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
And
that was a wild night. It was complete the end sobriety.
Apparently.
I knew you were gonna go home.
Right.
And so before you left, we just made out a little bit. And then and that was it. And then
if you say so.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, you're giving such specifics. And it's not.
I'm sorry if I hurt you.
Point. She's starting to remember other things about the restaurant, the foie gras, the whole thing. The table bread was to die for.
Dancing with the Stars.
Foie gras. Foie gras.
There's no R.
Foie gras.
Yeah.
Foie gras.
Yeah.
Grar.
Grar.
I've been drinking.
So have I.
Yeah. I'm trying to forget this podcast.
Don't tell Edwin McCain that, for God's sake. But if it bothered me, I wouldn't bring it up.
I'm going to fight Edwin McCain.
So we can still be friends.
Obviously.
So I have to fight Edwin McCain.
And Sebastian Bach. And potentially blow a dude.
And also, no, isn't there a third fight?
Edwin McCain? 3 Days Grace.
Three Days Grace.
And then the guy from 3 Days Grace.
Yeah.
Barry Stock.
Yeah. You have
bring
lots
it, dude,
of fights.
You bald fuckface.
Speaking of which, brother, at Skankfest, they were asking me earlier, would I fight anybody? And I don't want to, I would never fight. I'm too old. Right?
I wouldn't either. But those three, I'll take a
But I would wrestle.
Not Edwin McCain. I'm not going to fight Edwin McCain. No problem with him. Too much to lose. The other guys beat me up, I'll be like, oh, I got beat up by Sebastian Bach.
Mine's
kind of cool. For me, he's a jerk off.
Nobody wants to see me win.
Don't say that. I do.
Maybe you do, but maybe my mom does.
I'm going to bet against you. But I want you to win my heart, but I'm going to make a smart bet. Smart money's on the other guy.
Yeah, on my other show, which is on health and wellness. You can't tell by the way I feel right now. He's a fighter, a Muay Thai fighter. He's my age. He thought for sure he was going to make me tap out in 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. He's throwing a Hail Mary telling his last fight story. Do you see this?
And I won.
She's married with child, Ralph.
I don't see
She's seeing somebody.
I don't see the evidence of that right now.
So you remember the time you didn't tap out in a minute to a guy?
I won my
one
fight.
Quarter your size.
Anyway,
did you say you won that fight?
I did.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
Okay,
Shannon,
you didn't win.
Wait,
you did. You won Shannon, the game.
I won the based game on our metrics.
Jay can't
I won.
Hear me.
No, that's
Jay
fucking nuts.
You guys can't. You don't have the headphones.
Nothing. Metrics
Jay can't
means
also
nothing.
Hear me.
Like,
Jay
can't hear what were the metrics of the game?
So, okay, you guys, you want to put our headphones on?
Jay.
I'm sorry. Well. The guys in bands would understand.
What's going on, Shannon?
Headphones.
Okay, yeah, so Sebastian Bach, has he replied yet? I'll fight him.
Not yet. But, okay, so Ralph didn't win the fight, but he won the bet.
Right.
So agreed. Was the bet that he wouldn't win?
No, the bet was he would tap
in under a minute.
In under a minute.
Oh, okay.
And I said, there's no way. So I played the game.
Okay.
In a way that I want to survive.
Right. Ralph's words were just, I won that fight.
I won the fight.
That's insane. Don't say no, that ever again out loud. You're going to get hit for real by somebody.
Did you hear Michael Bisping's review?
I'm 1-0. Oh,
by the way, Michael Bisping, we sent it to him to watch, and he destroyed it on his show, on Believe You Me, and he said he was embarrassed to be part of the network.
He should be.
Yeah. Me and Marcus do what we've been talking about for months.
There we go. There we go.
Just go grapple and see.
They're the same height with Ralph on his knees.
Yeah, he's like 5'9".
Sorry, I thought.
But I've never fought. Doesn't matter. We're running late anyway. Let's hit the first of these guys, Shannon. Let this victorious fighter.
I won the fight. He said. That's out of. That's outlandish. Concert,
did drugs, had sex. I'm gonna fight you next.
Yeah?
Dude,
do you say
awesome.
You won if you don't die?
That's the rules.
I'm going to watch that one for sure.
It's a minute.
It's fucking fake.
Jay would definitely win. There's no doubt in my mind that Jay would win a fight with me.
Don't you dare.
You guys can't fight. You guys are like hung in the middle.
If we could, never. Here's the thing. If we could take our brains out of it and just have ourselves fight, Jay would win.
You have a lot more endurance than me right now.
And but you, I've never been in a fight.
But I mean, look at these cannons, bro.
Yeah,
did you ever see that? I started watching when I was up in Montreal, a bunch of the, the stand-up comedy bombs. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that? What's an old one from it's the old Boston Comedy Club on McDougal, Third Street, West Third. It doesn't exist mm-hmm. anymore. But it's a guy, he's just getting so flustered with this girl heckling him, and she goes, can you even get a girl? He goes, you think I can get a girl? Look at these fucking biceps.
And
I've seen that.
Funny. I love that. He just snaps.
It just breaks all comedy. It's so funny.
Jay, can you do the intro for the first? Because my throat's killing.
Sure, Aaron. This is the first, everyone. We ask you for your first. Is that good, Ralph? We ask you for your firsts in all of those three things. The first concert you ever went to, the first drug you ever did besides weed, unless weed's the hardest drug you ever did, and your first sexual experience. We'll take it around the horn. What side should we start with?
Why don't we start my left?
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll start with the first concert you ever went to. Get very close to the mic, but on your own volition and not some fucking local shitty band we never heard of.
Okay.
First concert Ralph. I ever went to was David Lee Roth, Eat 'Em and Smile Tour. Cinderella was the opening act.
Oh, God damn it, I love
and
it.
And when I saw that show, I was a kid, super young, obviously. Like 2 years old.
I was 25.
Yeah.
The same show.
An embryo.
I was like, still in my dad's sack. But when I saw that show, I said, I want to fucking be a drummer. That's what I want to do right there.
Fred Curry.
Fred Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Cinderella. Cinderella is a
Cinderella is why you and I end up working together.
Yeah. They're
it's
a victim.
Crazy.
They're
it's a Cinderella victim. Story.
That's right.
It is.
They were a victim, I believe, in many ways of the time they came out.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're a blues rock band and they're not a hair metal band.
Tom has been on the show and Tom is as talented today as he was. He still sounds fucking
He's got a hard time with the notes now, though, man. That's a hard thing to do.
He's still unbelievable to watch.
Sure.
Unbelievable. All right. Let's see if you can top David Lee Roth and Cinderella.
I don't think anyone can.
What's your first concert?
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic. Get very close.
It wasn't even a rock concert.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be rock.
Okay, Sarah Vaughan.
But get so fucking close.
Whoa. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Sarah Vaughan.
What is that?
Jazz.
Oh.
Gay jazz.
That's not gay jazz. Don't you say that.
So if you record this and then you distort it was my choice. I was 5 years old. Five.
Wow. But that one about the one you went to. You didn't want to go to Sarah Vaughan. It's the one you wanted to go to. The first country you went to on your own.
Well, let's put it this way. I grew up in Europe, and the stuff available over there was a little different than what was available here. So,
where in Europe?
Bulgaria.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's the capital of Bulgaria again?
Sofia.
I've been to Sofia, Bulgaria.
cool.
Been there. That made me cool.
I didn't see it.
No. It makes you possibly a sex
traffic. But I mean, like, okay, like, let's say stateside, you know, whenever I came to, whenever
hey,
I came here.
With me. Shut up.
Okay. My
she remembers
my
one.
First show was Badlands.
Badlands. I fucking love Ray Gillen. That's awesome. Yeah. Fucking Badlands. Damn. That two Badlands. And a half great records. Dusk was not that great, awesome. But those first two records were unbelievable. Yes. Great. Move down the line. Get right on the mic.
Yes, sir. First concert for me was the Allman Brothers.
Great one.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Was it one of the 47 nights they do up in the Upper
West Side? The
Beacon? Yeah.
Of course it was the Beacon.
Okay, that's cool. How many years ago are we talking? Get very close.
Probably 23 years ago or something.
Your folks took you?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's cool. Yeah. I moved down the line.
That's good. Ooh.
Skid Row, Pantera, Slave to the Grind.
Oh,
tour.
God damn it.
If you see Sebastian Bach, let him know I'm looking for him.
Back then, did you think, oh, this guy's going to fight Big J one day?
Is that Big J Okerson's going to find Sebastian Bach and rip him a new one is what's going to happen.
If we can make that
happen. He's going to give him 18 to the life.
Here's the thing.
He's a jerk off.
Here's the thing. I think he's delusional enough
yeah.
that he would do it.
Yeah.
It's guys, can funny. We come watch does, this fight?
I think if he does wreck my shit, it is the funniest. But
somehow, by the way, he never defriended me on Facebook
really?
After that. So maybe I'll reach out and say, here's a crazy idea.
What a dildo. Just leave three people going, Sebastian. Hey, Sebastian, what are you doing?
I love that clip. We should have that, by the way, as a clip. We are wearing it. Oh, I hear you loud and clear, man.
I hear you loud and clear, man. This guy wore a shirt that says AIDS kills fags dead at the Grammys. He got mad at my gargling jizz joke.
And by
how
the way,
dare he?
Then we brought Rob Halford on the week later.
And
thought it was hilarious.
All right.
Your first concert.
You know how Jingle Ball exists here?
Yeah.
So, I think it was Third Eye Blind, Backstreet Boys, all that kind of random stuff. But my first concert I went to on my own was Incubus.
Oh, nice. Brandon was so cool when he was on the show. He was awesome.
I know. I just fucking missed them. They were here.
They're coming.
It happened.
Oh, God. Done.
Yeah.
They were just here.
Huge,
Jones Beach and PNC, yeah, I think.
Huge yeah. Brandon Boyd fan.
Yeah. And he still looks great. Sounds great. Super cool dude.
Yeah.
We'll go back this way now.
Okay.
And we go with the first drug you ever did. After weed, unless weed was not your first drug.
Yeah, so people would be surprised. I haven't done anything heavier than weed.
Okay, so.
Boring Jew broad, surprise, surprise.
Shocker.
2 days, she doesn't remember me.
Right, so, yeah. But I guess the crazy, well, I went to California because, I don't know how my mom got me out of high school to do some production work. And I met up with some people who I shouldn't have probably been hanging out with, but I had like a hit of vaporizer for the first time and started to see spots. I don't know if it was laced or something. Started to go for a hike because that's what people in LA do, mm-hmm. I guess. And then blacked out and woke up on the couch watching Donnie Darko.
Great movie.
First time I'd ever seen it. And I was still high as fuck.
That's a lot when you're high.
And it like scared the shit out of me. I like ran out of there and it took me a while to watch that movie again.
Do you not now smoke or do anything at all? Are you?
Nah, the whole mom Joey? Thing kind of. No, the whole mom thing kind of. I'm tired now.
Right. Well, we're all.
But when we're all, when we're on the road and stuff, I think everything's a little different.
Right. Fair enough.
But and, yeah.
Nothing's more metal than pumping milk.
What is your?
Oh my god, that shit's like intense. Like you gotta pump yourself. By the way,
what a great album cover!
Like, it's like this with two.
Dude, that
pumps.
Is hard stuff.
I'm does so your saying. What does your husband do? Can I ask that?
Yeah, he does marketing for Broadway, Off Broadway, and entertainment shows.
All right, cool. All right, we're moving down this way now. First drug after weed, if weed wasn't your first drug.
Cocaine.
Wow, he said it so weird.
Yeah. He said it so cool.
It made me feel like he does it a lot.
Yeah, it's actually. I don't know if it's a cool story, but just randomly hanging out at a rock club in Atlanta, Georgia, and a guy he's like, we're going to the bathroom, and he hands me a bag and a key.
You're like, I need a key to open this?
I'm like, am I driving tonight? I don't know what's
going on. It feels
like
things you get in Legend of Zelda.
Is this to Never Never Land?
Yeah, I didn't understand the key part, and I was like, okay. And so I took the bag, and I went like that. And
he said, keep the bag?
I didn't drive home. I don't remember.
You ran home?
Yeah. I
73 miles.
Yeah, I don't. He was
my
like,
shoes were burned off.
I remember handing him the key back, and he's like, what did you do? I was like, I thought I was supposed to just, because I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah, did he get mad? Are you doing all the coke?
No, because when I walked out the stall, it was like...
That's like from a movie.
It was like fucking Christmas on my nose. But he was like, "What'd you do?" And I was like, "Here's your key."
I dropped it.
Everybody, you gotta hold the key and then smoke and then snort out of the bag. Everybody, I move down the line. Get very close, please.
And never anything beyond weed for me. I'm not that cool.
And when you did weed, when
you're cool,
I was 16. The plan was my dad had always told me, he's like, if you land your first record deal, we'll smoke weed together. And my brother and I landed our first like little mini, I guess you could call it a record deal, and it was enough of a reason to do it.
Enough for your dad to smoke. Your dad was looking to smoke pot.
Like anything. He's like, what? Yeah, you're on SoundCloud? Let's smoke.
Yeah. You uploaded to YouTube? This is it.
I hand wrote the contract.
And with your dad?
Yeah.
That's
a
fucking pretty cool story.
Yeah. He's
and weeds, it's not a big part of your life. You just did it with your dad.
Did it with my... Well,
Don't say that.
That's cool. And you?
Wait, real quick. If you want to take
Hold on, wait. Shannon's asking.
If you want to take one quick break, I do have the clip. Sebastian Bach.
Oh, let's play the clip. They can't put up the headphones on for a second. This is Sebastian walking off the show. It's about 2 years ago, right?
Once I click the clip, I'll see when it was posted.
And Halford tells me that he doesn't warm up, which just shoots everything I just fucking said out the window. But I don't know if he's kind of embellishing the truth a little, because how cool would that be? You know, I don't need any of that shit. It's
his exercise is probably something gay and he doesn't want to tell you. Because you got to gargle jizz, but I don't know how to tell you that, Sebastian.
Dude, could you not fucking wreck this interview? Like, seriously. Like, Rob Halford's a friend of mine.
He's a genius.
Yeah, so spare the fucking comments, because I'm not posting that. That's for sure.
You don't have to post that part.
And there,
I think he's gone.
He turned off the camera. Wait, but... He didn't.
Sebastian?
That's a way. That's
an
edit.
Can you hear us, Sebastian?
I remember seeing that.
Hold on.
That's an edit.
I hear you loud and clear.
But I'm saying that's an edit because he cuts off when Josh is asking.
Yeah, so what happened was for like 2 or 3 minutes, he's trying to figure. First of all, Josh Adam Myers from
Goddamn Comedy Jam
tries to salvage it by saying, hey, you did the jam with us. What was the guy's name?
No, I said, that's actually a crossover you guys have here. He goes, you did the Goddamn Comedy Jam. Josh is the guy who created the Goddamn Comedy Jam.
And with Hal Sparks.
And I said, I did the Goddamn Comedy Jam, and Halford was part of it when I did it. Trying to like, dude, you're like getting like wound up. It's a dumb joke. Yeah, it's a dumb joke you're hanging on to. And then Josh goes, yeah, you had someone house Mark. And just as you see Sebastian be like, he's like pushing the
button. Trying to figure out how to end video. And then the screen goes black, but he's not disconnected.
Right. Mm.
And then we're trying to pretend like it's a mistake.
He is a jerk off. I've also heard nothing from anyone I've talked to about it.
He goes, Sebastian. And then he goes, I hear you loud and clear, man. And then he finally disconnects.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. And by the way,
good times.
On my old radio show that you did.
Yes.
My former co-host Stacey X, who was on the show with me, was backstage when Skid Row, Papa Roach, and Guns N' Roses was on tour together. And she's backstage with Skid Row watching Papa Roach. And he had just done our show. He goes, hey, you just did the tour bus with us. It's cool. He goes, hey, do you ever listen to the new Skid Row music? Just out of curiosity. And he goes, hang on. He calls security, goes, get her the fuck out of here, and kicked her out.
That's so weird.
How crazy is that?
He's like a fucking whack off.
Yeah.
But goddamn, is he talented.
God damn it. Where were we with
son
the
of a that whole day I was staring at that. I watched that Wembley Stadium. I remember you. I'm like, fuck.
Dude. Yeah, and it still, to this day, bothers you a little bit.
What a legend. But I'm going to fuck his shit up.
When we fight at Skankfest?
Listen, the guy, undeniably a musical talent, a generational talent. But I'm going to uncork on this fucking creep.
What if it's, we have to figure out, because he's probably not going to want to punch. Would you do wrestling?
No.
He may not want to punch.
Then he's bitching out.
Okay, I'll find out. I'm going to put it out there.
No, I got to put fucking five across his chops, dude. That was insane.
First drug you ever did. Get close.
I never got into drugs, man. I mean,
nothing.
I've smoked pot, and I've done ecstasy twice.
Okay, that's something.
But I drank.
Okay, but so ecstasy you did 2 times.
Yes.
How old were you the first time you did it?
23.
Did you love it? Or you didn't love it that much? You only did it twice.
Well, I mean, I loved it.
Yeah.
No one hates it.
I hated the day after.
Yeah, that's the problem with most drugs. The day
the
after.
The 3 days after for Molly.
Yeah, I drank probably like 10 gallons of water and, I just wanted silence around me.
Right. And now you're sober how long?
Is it 13 two years? And a half years.
What is it, 13 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I two, and made
two,
that
two and a half.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. I quite frankly, as I said, you know, I never, you know, never got into drugs, never done coke, never, you know, put
hang
anything
out, hang
up
out
my
with
nose.
This jackass for a little while.
I didn't do anything. I smoked pot.
The first drug I did was weed, Times Square in New York City. Hung out at McDonald's, smoked weed in the McDonald's, and then ate cheeseburgers after. But the first non-weed drug, I would have to say, was probably mushrooms, which led into mescaline and led into smoking angel dust and then cocaine. Me and you at the Cups. And
finally, one of these guys is cool.
Yeah, right.
You have to have at least one
but
band.
He's
Dick yeah. Van, black tar heroin right into the dick hole.
Did you ever go
exactly.
To, oh, did you ever go to Three of Cups or no?
Yeah, I think it was wasn't it on the corner of my block.
Yeah, well, like one more block away. Further east, but yeah.
First Avenue.
If you were
Fifth
second
Street.
And first, it was on
First Avenue Fifth.
It's yeah, first and first. Right, first, yeah. Into my block.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I went there. They was doing comedy there for a while. I didn't do the comedy show
on Monday nights. Yep. But we did comedy on Mondays.
I popped in to hang out with Julia C a couple times. She was bartending there for a little
yeah,
bit.
Like, yeah, Julia like, used to bartend
recently.
When she
yeah.
worked at Fuse.
Recently,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think it closed like 6 years ago.
No, like not
three,
that
three
long.
Three or 4 years.
Yeah, I got to go at least once. Pre-pandemic,
it closed. Pre-pandemic, I feel like.
But I never saw it as a it was like a just hangout. Downstairs. Yeah, it was just like a hangout thing. But it was packed. But yeah, they said they did comedy there. I never did it, though. Yeah,
it was such a cool spot. Such a fucking cool spot. All right, now we go back around this way. First time you had sex?
First time I had sex was in a graveyard.
Nice. Love it already.
And during the actual act of making.
Are they going to say during the actual funeral system?
No. During the actual act of the sex, I was too tired from digging the body up. Oh. So it was just like really, really short and sweet.
There you go.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think it was over at my friend's place. I was seeing this girl
in Bulgaria.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
16 or 17. Yeah.
That's about the most
that was
age.
A late bloomer.
That's the most common age on the show, so don't worry.
17 is a late bloomer. Jesus. That seems good to me.
Seems normal. 16, 17 is normal.
Yeah. So, yeah, it happened.
Was it a one off? Or you saw the girl more often than that?
No, it was a two-off.
All right, two-off. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Move down the line.
Yeah, repeat offense.
Six, 16 years old in Cancun, Mexico.
Nice. Natalie Holloway.
Thank
was
you.
It killed her shortly after? Threw her body away. Never it, convicted on that one.
Thank God. Was it like a family vacation?
It was like a multiple family vacation.
And a
yeah.
family member?
No.
So that's cool.
No.
Was his dad.
My camp counselor. He was gentle.
I don't.
You're picking microphones.
I don't remember.
Really?
No.
I told him, I interviewed some dude today that said that. I don't remember. Like, you don't remember your first time? Just say you don't want to answer.
It's 21.
2021?
Yeah.
It was in 2021.
No, it was in 2021, yeah. I was 21 years old, and it was in the bedroom of my apartment.
Was it like a planned thing? I was like, I'm 21.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Were you playing music at that point? Was it someone who saw you play music and came back?
I was a bartender at Applebee's.
Nice.
I owned a guitar at the time, I did. And I didn't know it was going to happen. I was dating the girl for a little while. I didn't know it was going to happen. And she was like,
wrong night to order bottomless, boneless buffalo.
Yeah. The old grilly went over well. Yeah, and that was that.
And finally, what would you say? You go by May?
Yeah.
May?
I think it was like right before I was 16, high school boyfriend, pretty boring. But I can tell you the grossest place
Please.
I've had sex.
I was going to say the grossest guy you ever kissed was me.
I don't remember. Did you have a bat mitzvah? Of course I had a bat mitzvah.
Oh, you're so chewy.
Of course. I didn't have a bar mitzvah.
I had a bat mitzvah and I made everyone watch me like perform. It was, I like,
do you remember your whole
hostage.
Bar mitzvah?
Wow.
Do you remember your bar mitzvah song?
Like the
bat mitzvah song. You
some
to
things
sing
never
prayer?
Change.
Oh, bar mitzvah? Do I remember like I the prayers? Do I remember the prayer?
I've been
know.
Thinking about doing it now.
You? Oh my God! Can we throw you one?
I keep thinking about me doing a web series of learning my Huff Torah to do a bar mitzvah.
I had to learn, so by the way, because
will they let me do it with hand tattoos?
No, probably not.
Yes, they will. Maybe there's some, all sorts of rabbis.
Because I'm a twin, I had to do an extra long song for some reason. My brother got the shorter song.
Is that
real?
It's true.
I didn't know that. It was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know why. I had to do like double the length of his.
Maybe it was just like the chat, like the portion.
I don't know why.
Because you're double the height of him.
That's why. Yeah. So you were 16. How old did you say you were? 16?
About, yeah.
Almost.
Right.
And was it a boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right. Now the grossest one was what?
It was with my husband, and we weren't married yet.
You were watching me on TV.
He made me go to Burning Man once, which I'm not proud of. It was the.
Why did you guys think of a frisbee stand?
All I gotta say is like he has a really nice group of friends, and
I think I say there. Cock.
Yeah.
We all did.
Yeah.
Every one of us
friends says really nice bro. Cock.
Yeah. You go
you go where the cock is.
Follow the
cock's at Burning Man.
You follow the cock. 100%.
You know, it was like the one thing I like. He does everything for me, and it was the one thing he asked me
he
to go
really
with him to
do. He has a really throbbing bass system in his car.
And,
like, what?
So I went, and it was gross.
He's got
the
veiniest personality.
Basically, I will not be attending.
Did you get sand in your vagina?
It's so gross. You can't shower for like a week.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It's like, but we were actually in an RV. It was so nasty.
So that was. Because you've only been married a couple of years. So
it was before we got married, though.
Okay,
but it was gross. I don't recommend having sex after you like.
Just by the way, just clip out the part where she says, I don't recommend having sex. We'll use that. All right. It's at Madam Mayhem everywhere. You're putting out singles on Spotify all the time.
Yes.
Give us all the plugs you want to plug right now, please.
Yeah. Please check out the song we just played for you, I Am More. Also check out our newest single, Inside Out, available streaming wherever you listen to music.
And the cover of the Aerosmith song is awesome, even though it's 2 years old.
Thank you. Living on the Edge, yes. And we are working on new music now. We are going to have new tour dates up soon. So everyone just keep in touch at madammayhem.com. That's MadamMayhem. And say hi on social media. I and the guys, we all run the social media. So if you say hi, it's one of us. So please keep in touch.
Never on the Sabbath.
No, on the Sabbath.
Not on any of the high holy days.
I'm Israeli, not like super Jew.
I mean, we do on the Sabbath.
But right.
Are you the only Jew in the band?
We got a half.
You got a halfer?
Yeah.
Jay's a halfer.
I'm a halfer. His mom, though, that's all you need.
Well, fair enough. It's the one. All right, so let's go around the room and do plugs.
Let everybody give their socials.
You give your socials, guys. Or is it all Madam Mayhem, or you want to have your own socials?
Everyone has their own Instagrams and Facebooks.
Yeah,
plug your Instagrams. Good. Go down the road.
I'm not all that cool, so I don't care about Prosima Instagram, but I do want to say that Webster Hall, the Degenerates, big fan. I want to give a big shout out to a buddy that has driven Madam Mayhem several times, Bubba, our bus driver.
Yeah,
is a massive Big J Okerson fan.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Every time you go to Ohio, he comes and sees you. He's listening right now.
I'm going to Ohio this weekend.
And I want to say, Bubba, I gave you your shout out. Big J, I would love for you to say, hey, Bubba.
Hey, Bubba, come fucking like Cincinnati or Columbus.
Go up there and say, hey, I'm the Madam Mayhem driver.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. I demand to go backstage.
Yeah, please come say hi.
We love Bubba. He takes real good care of us on the road. He's out with a bluegrass band right now, but he's our boy. We love him to death. And
Fuck yeah. And
as soon as he heard that we were going to be on with you, he was like, I'm so jealous of you right now.
I think Charles is here, is listening in too.
Yep,
so Charles, hi to our other awesome driver, Charles. So
keep going down the road. Half Jew, let's hear your plug.
What do you got to say, half Jew?
Just my name, Jared Cannata, at Jared Cannata. Nothing too interesting.
He only celebrates 4 days of Hanukkah.
That's it.
But they're the best.
He's out at midnight on the floor.
My Instagram is PERC07 because the 007 was taken.
PERC
007.
Does that have a meaning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Perk sevens, dude. Get fucked up.
And if anyone can't remember this, I tag them in all of our stuff so you can follow all of them on our stuff as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Goga. I'm not that cool. But Instagram, J-Bomb Drums, or Instagram, Sex Slaves.
I really hope Sex Slaves get back together for something.
We are.
You have to come. Yeah. If you do, I got to come back and see you. I fucking love that record so much.
And if you guys like Sex Slaves, check out Monster Cock Millionaires as Del Cheetah's side project.
Oh, that's cool.
I really enjoy that name.
I love that name.
Monster Cock is one of my... If you type in M-O-N... on my computer, it starts filling in stir cock.
It's like, is this Jay Okerson?
That's so weird.
I do your plug.
Why do I care so much about big dicks and pornography?
Well, when you look like let's hear it. Let's hear it.
What do you meant to say?
Your small cock is what I was going to say.
Fuck you, dude. You don't know.
I know.
You've never tasted it.
I know enough.
Maybe it's delicious. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend, everybody, if you're listening live, I'll be in Cincinnati, Liberty Funny Bone. This weekend, after that, Buffalo, New York for 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week, Buffalo, Helium. Come check me out. I'm on the road nonstop all through this year leading up to my special taping at Skankfest in October.
Wait a minute. Is that when you're fighting Sebastian Bach and 3 Days Grace?
Can I tell you something? I'll fight them. I swear to you, I'll fight them before my special.
Oh, by the way, I really am going to reach out.
That's how confident I am. I'll fight Sebastian Bach before my special taping. I've never spent more money on anything in my life than I am on this self-produced special. It's insane how much it costs.
Isn't the 3 Days Grace guy a big dude, or am I wrong?
Yes! Bring it! I have all the fury. He doesn't remember me. I remember where that fuck face did.
Thank you.
All
right,
okay. I'm holding all the anger. Of course, the Bonfire, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and Dan Soder, Legion of Skanks, right here on the Guest Digital Network. And yeah, check me. I'm all over the place.
You know what broke my heart, by the way? Josh Adam Myers knew I was in the audience when I went to go see the Nasty Show. And of course, it's Big J. Okerson from the Bonfire and Legion of Skanks. Just throw in the SDR show, you son of a bitch.
What a piece of shit, Josh.
Son of a
bitch. I certainly didn't tell him to leave that out for sure.
Probably, if Rouse did table six, make sure he doesn't hear that.
If I'd even thought about it, I would have told him to say it that night. And I'd be like, I'm like, yeah, that's what I always do.
I mean, I figure if I'm in the audience, they're going to say it. I don't think he's in it.
You were right there. What a piece of shit Josh is.
Yeah, I blame Josh, not you. All right, Shannon, your plug.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, porn stars, and they tell their own personal stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal. And listen to The Bonfire for a chance to buy one of my fart jars.
It's very possible.
Very possible.
Some fart jars.
All right, so I can't do it with everybody, but we'll just do it with Madam.
Yeah, we can.
You should do it.
You want to do with everybody? Do it
so,
everybody.
So it's yes, no, yes,
all right,
no.
Yes, no, yes, no. So don't react at all when I ask this question.
Okay.
The question is, do you believe in ghosts? Okay. So we're going to all chime in. And then once all three of us lock in our votes, you will answer if you do or do not believe in ghosts.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying no's for everybody but him.
Okay. Can I go now?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No. Yes. No.
Wait, hold on. Yes.
Yes. Yes. No. Yes. No.
All right. Shannon.
Okay. Starting from your side, Ralph, I say yes.
Yes.
No.
What?
No. Yes. Yes.
All right, I'm lost.
What was the thought process?
I don't know.
I wasn't like, sure that he tripped me up.
All right, so now reveal, do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Nailed fuck. It.
Yes.
Fuck.
Nailed it.
No.
Nailed it.
Fuck.
Yes.
God nailed damn it. It.
No.
Nailed it.
No. Oh! Ran the table.
Wow. Good
holy
job.
Shit.
I ran the table.
Nice.
That's
wow. I don't even know how many I got right.
I can't believe.
You got to be impressed that I ran the tape.
I mean, I can't believe it.
Yo, Jay. Yo, Jay. Pay me the $20 when we walk
okay,
out.
Okay, I will. I mean, don't say it on the air. Jay, it ruins the whole bit.
That to me is unbelievable.
That was crazy.
That was impressive.
I was so wrong.
Can I tell you my thought behind the process and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Mine was he's from another country. There's some weird homeland shit.
No, it's not.
Her parents have told her that
Jews usually don't believe in ghosts.
No, but her parents have said my mom's watching over us a bunch. I'm getting a Latino vibe over here. Always believes in ghosts. Mostly white. Doesn't give a shit about that. I'm feeling a Hispanic or Native vibe over here, which says yes. And then right back to generic white, which says no. Nailed it. Yes, yes, no, yes, no.
I hate it so much.
It was so impressive. It was so fast.
God damn it. All right. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, Good Sugar, comes out every Monday. Our store is opening in September on 3rd and 69th. I
is will it say though? This. Because today Christine asked you when you're going to start making those great juices. He goes,
that
what?
Was a weird statement.
And he goes, you're opening a juice place. Goes, oh, right.
No, a food and juice place. That's why I can't when
it's
you,
mostly juice.
Not
though.
When can we go get juices?
The food's going to suck. The
it's
juice.
Like, I'm not making you fucking juices.
Can I be invited for the
you
food?
Yeah.
Can we be there for the red carpet?
So I will food, say this. Food also, and juice?
I won't remember, I promise.
I didn't get to host the Stone Temple Pilots King's X Adler show because I was sick. But I do want to plug the David Z Foundation. I'm actually going to give some money to it because I couldn't go.
I watched some performances of ZO2 that night, which was really fucking cool.
Yeah, and it broke.
Damn, that really, you know, it's funny. I'll tell you one time, I was like in the same time. Like, it didn't hit me at first when Dave passed away, but like it's like a year later, I was driving just thinking, I was like, that's fucking.
Yeah. And actually, it came up
fucking bummer
on my Facebook memories this week because he was on STR at this point. I don't even years ago. So it's the David Z Foundation. I'm going to donate some money because I didn't get to
give generously, man.
And it broke my heart because Dave R, who's been their manager forever, said, oh my God, we really needed you for this. And it just fucking hurts me. But
those guys gave so much about so much charity stuff for schools and music
and
programs.
And it's a great foundation for music programs. Great.
We'll, we'll have the information in the episode description. Yeah.
And I'd say just because not only do they, what they do, and I'm this will show my age. If you ever, if you're over 45 maybe, and you watched Happy Days, right? They did a thing where Potsy learned how the part of the bloods by the part of the anatomy where the song called Pump Your Blood. And so he got an A in his biology test. So they write songs with kids to teach them science and teach them different things. And then they get to put out videos and stuff.
Yeah, well, ZO2 used to go to schools and then groom young sluts to become future rock sluts.
I do that.
It was pretty impressive what they did.
I do that, but mine's very
good. They would mask it in the guise of playing children's songs, but really they were just scouting young talent.
Yeah, I just go for Jews that are singing in rock bands, but it doesn't work out that well. But we'll link to the David Z Foundation, and I'm definitely giving money this week because I didn't want to go.
It's you blew it. You ruined everything. You're
I ruined it for everybody. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll add another song. Pick another song that you want to add to our playlist. Well, actually, we'll put that. We'll put that one on my voices shot. We'll see everyone. Who's on Saturday, Shannon?
I think it's.
It's.
Don't make me look.
The people from the thing.
Don't make me look. I'm going to look it up right now. On the show this Saturday, streaming at 9 p.m.
Who is it?
It is Styx.
Styx.
The singer Styx on the show. All right, we'll see you next time on the SDR show. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.